Religion keeps telling you to change from the outside in or manage sin.
Dr. Tony Evans says that's the exact opposite of how real transformation happens.
When you have on the breastplate of righteousness, you've got a delivery system from the inside out, not the outside in.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. God has only one standard of behavior, absolute perfection. So how can a mere human do anything but totally and completely fail? Well, let's turn to Ephesians and join Dr. Evans as he brings us the answer.
Paul the Apostle speaks to the church at Ephesus and Christians everywhere that there is an attire necessary for us to wear if we're going to be successful in this thing called the Christian life. Finally, brethren, chapter 6, verse 10, be strong in the Lord and the strength of his might. Put on here's our series, the full armor of God, so that you may be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. Here it is. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and world forces of this darkness, against spiritual forces of wickedness in heavenly places. He says over and over again, stand firm. That means don't go anywhere. He says, stand firm. And what he's meaning by that is Jesus has already accomplished the victory. So don't leave him to fix what's wrong. He then says in verse 13, take up the full armor of God. Don't get partly dressed. Don't just put on a few pieces. Take up the complete wardrobe. He introduces us to the first piece of attire that gives you victory in the spiritual realm, which affects how things work in the physical realm. And he calls it, gird up your loins with truth. Verse 14 says, gird up your loins with truth. The first thing that you must keep with you at all times is a truth belt. In other words, you find out what God thinks or says about a matter. That is the first place you should go. You should not first go to your mama, your daddy, your cousins, your uncle, your auntie, even your mate, or your parents or your children. They all can have input. But when you want to know the truth, the very first place you go is God's thinking on a matter. What does God think and what does God say about this matter? He then comes to the principle I want to talk about briefly today. He said at the end of verse 14, put on the breastplate of righteousness. Righteousness. What is righteousness? Righteousness is simply the standard that God requires for people to become acceptable to him. Righteousness is really my application of the truth in my everyday life. The truth is the informational base that tells me what the right thing is to do. The truth is whatever God says about a matter. That is the truth, regardless of how many other people agree the other way. Now, why is this so important? Because we're talking about spiritual warfare, wickedness in heavenly places. And the thing you need to know about this and why righteousness is a major point here is that demons function on wrongness. So he's talking about the spiritual realm. Demons function on wrongness. Wrong is not just wrong. Wrong is demonic invitation. See, wrong is wrong just because it's wrong. But what wrong does is invite demons to join the wrongness. So two things happen with unrighteousness. Demons are invited in, and demons make a bad place worse, and God is blocked out. Unrighteousness gives Satan a legal right to you. So the question is, if righteousness keeps demons away and allows God to flow in my life, predicated on truth, because that's the only way you know it's right, But God doesn't lower his standard. How do I get this righteousness operating? Breastplate. He says, put on the breastplate of righteousness. Why does he call righteousness a breastplate? A breastplate is basically a chest protector. It's a chest protector. It protects your chest. Now, why do you want to protect your chest? Because in your chest is your heart. Why do you want to protect your heart? Because all of life flow banks on that. The job of the heart, breastplate, behind the chest, heart, is to ba-boom, 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 to pump life into you. To pump life into you. Well, for every spiritual principle, there's a physical counterpart so we can understand the spiritual principle. We have a physical heart so we understand the physical principle. Well, behind that is a spiritual principle. That's why the Bible says so much about the heart. It talks about the heart because that's the spiritual pump to pump the life of God into you. When you accepted Christ, if you are a Christian, if you have trusted Jesus Christ as your sin bearer, and you are saved today, something astronomical took place. I mean, astronomical. The Bible says it in a lot of different ways. 2 Corinthians 5:17, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away and all things have become new. He says at the point of salvation, everything about you became brand new. Now watch this. It goes on to say, in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10, that Christ has been made to us righteousness. The Bible says in Ephesians 1, 13, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit until the day of redemption. So here it is. When you accepted Christ, only one third of you got saved immediately. Only one third of you got saved immediately, and it wasn't your soul. Now, I know what we're used to saying, my soul was saved. Not quite. You have three parts, body, soul, spirit. One day in the future when you die, your body will be saved because you're going to get a new glorified body. Your soul, who you really are, your personality, mind, will, emotions, conscience, that is in the process of becoming saved. It's called sanctification. That gets saved over time. The only thing that was immediately saved when you became a Christian was your spirit. Inside your body is your soul, but inside your soul is your spirit. The job of the spirit, here it is to release life into the soul. As the spirit releases life into the soul releases life into the body. So the body begins to live righteous because the soul has become righteous because the spirit's flow has delivered righteousness to it. When you have on the breastplate of righteousness, you've got a delivery system from the inside out, not the outside in. You see, what religion does is try to change you from the outside in. Come to church more. You ought to be better. Give more. Serve more. Worship more. Raise your hands higher. Jump up and down. Spin around. Flip a pew. Do this. Do that. Do this. And you become a tired Christian. You're on this treadmill trying to do more for Jesus. You know, I'm running for Jesus. Yeah, but I'm tired now. Why? Because religion keeps telling you to change from the outside in or manage sin. He says, no, that's not the way. He says, if you want authentic change that deals with not only what the public sees, but what's in the closet. He says, well, if you want to deal with that, then that has to happen from the breastplate. That is, that must happen from the heart. That must happen from the ba-boom, 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 ba-boom. The pump, and the job of the pump, the heart, is to pump God's life from the spirit to the soul to the body. That's what the breastplate of righteousness is designed to do. God will not change his standard. He's not going to adjust because of his nature, his perfection. Religion will only help you to manage sin. And managing sin is not all bad. I mean, you don't want a person who's a murderer just doing what they do. You want them to manage their impulses, okay? So management isn't all bad, but it doesn't solve the root problem, okay? To tell me to stop doing something is the right thing to do. I ought to stop doing that. And I may stop doing it because I'm not supposed to do it, or I don't want to go to jail or whatever. And I may stop doing it, but you haven't solved my propensity toward it, my desire toward it, my history with it, because I've been dealing with it for 20 years or whatever it is, because we have not gotten to the heart of the matter yet. He says it must come from the heart. Donuts can camouflage hunger, but it provides absolutely no nutritional value. How does this work? How do we begin to see this? Look at what he says. Turn back a page to chapter 4. Where he brings this together. Verse 20. But you did not learn Christ in this way. If indeed you heard him and have been taught in him, just as truth is in Jesus. So we got truth. That in reference to your former manner of life, you lay aside the old self, who you used to be, which is being corrupted in accordance with the lust of deceit. There's our deception. And you have been renewed in the spirit. Here's the spirit of the mind, and put on the new self, which in the likeness of God has been created in righteousness, holiness, and of the truth. So what he says is, if you start with the truth, what God says about a matter, here it is. That's where you start. This is what you say, God. God has already deposited a righteous seed within you called the Spirit. In this righteous seed, your job is to go back to the truth and recite the truth, because only the truth sets you free. What does God say about the matter? When you rehearse the truth over and over and over, not just hear it preached, because you're going to forget this. When you rehearse the truth, it sucks into your spirit. Because your spirit only has truth. Guess what's in your spirit? Righteousness.
But there's another kind of rehearsal that has the opposite effect. And Dr. Evans will come back to tell us about that in just a moment. First, though, if righteousness is a goal that seems out of reach, Dr. Evans wants you to remember that those obstacles standing in your way are spiritual issues, not just behavior problems, and they can't be beaten without supernatural help. We're offering a great resource that'll show you how to get it, a powerful book called Warfare. In it, Dr. Evans explains why we need to depend on God's power if we're going to win the invisible spiritual battle going on around us, which may be taking the form of substance abuse, emotional or relational issues, and more. We want you to have a copy of Warfare as our gift. Just visit TonyEvans.org to make a contribution, and we'll say thanks by sending it your way. And if you contact us right away, we'll include CDs of all 8 full-length messages in Tony's current series on the armor of God as a bonus. Again, that's TonyEvans.org. Or call 1-800-800-3222 and let one of our resource team members assist you. I'll have that information for you again later on, after part 2 of today's lesson and this.
Are you hungry for more of God, more of His truth, more of His power, and more of His wisdom applied in your life? Then you need to connect with a community of passionate believers who are growing in God's Word through the Tony Evans Training Center. With exclusive video and audio teaching from Dr. Tony Evans, this interactive online study experience allows you to explore theology, biblical history, and real-life application of the Kingdom Agenda anytime, anywhere. Visit TonyEvansTraining.org to get started today. That's TonyEvansTraining.org.
What happens the more you worry about something? The more you worry about something, the more you worry about something. In other words, worry gives you more worry. And the more worry you add on top of worry, the worse you feel, because worry has now been magnified in your soul. So now your soul's all out of it. You're depressed, you're discouraged, you're disappointed, because you have now meditated worry. And when you meditated on worry, worry took over. Well, when the Bible talks about meditating on the truth, the same result, the different goal. Now you take the truth, what God says about it, you memorize it, you think about it, so that it penetrates the heart. In other words, many of you will take this truth today and it will stop there. It'll be gone before you hit the parking lot, so it will be of no value to you. Some of you will take it further than the body. You will take it into the soul. The problem with the soul is contaminated by sin. So the soul is going to fight against the new information being introduced to it. So you may or may not keep it. But what the information can't do is jeopardize the spirit, because you've been sealed with the spirit. Your spirit cannot take in any contaminated information. Your spirit can only take in the truth. That's the only thing that can penetrate the spirit realm, because it's the God realm, it's the perfect realm, it's the realm with the standard. So once that truth is caught by the spirit, it's yanked in. When the spirit yanks that truth in, there is a relief valve that opens up. This release valve sends righteousness out. So the righteousness that's in the spirit flows out into the soul. So the soul is now becoming transformed, not because your body made it different, but because the spirit released righteousness into the soul. And since the body listens to the soul and the soul now listens to the spirit, you wind up being transformed and you wonder what happened to you. Because you have on the breastplate of righteousness. That's what it means, James 4:7. Submit to the Lord and the devil will flee from you. The devil doesn't flee from you because you tell the devil, leave me. That's like you talking to a rope saying, get out of here. Unless the spirit dictates to the soul and the soul dictates to the body, all you can do is manage unrighteousness. You can't be transformed. And we're trying to be transformed. The Bible says, look into the mirror and see your natural face there. Mirror referring to the word of God. Nobody in here knows what you look like without a mirror. Okay? You know what people tell you you look like, but you can't see you. You go to a mirror for the mirror to tell you the truth. You can't fix you. You can't judge you, because you don't even know what you look like in the spirit world unless you get a reflection. The Bible says God's word will reflect on what you look like. Now, you may think you're a pretty little saint. You may think you're a godly little Christian. You may think you're a little nice little follower of Jesus Christ. But when you look in the mirror, it may say you ugly. Because look at your heart. Look at the things you think. Look at the things you want. Look at the things you do. So the mirror will tell you the truth. Now, you can look at the mirror and disregard it. Or you can stay in the mirror till the mirror tells you you're okay. And you know a woman will stay in the mirror till the mirror tells her she's okay. Okay? All these purses got compacts in them, because a woman will carry her mirror with her, because she ain't going to go too long without making sure she okay. A woman will meditate in a mirror. Over and over and over and over again to make sure she's okay. That's what the Bible says the word of God is. The word of God is a mirror. So here's what we're saying. If you accept the truth and you agree that that's God's standard and you drive that truth in, the fastest way to get over an addiction is not to say, I'm not going to do it anymore. I mean, that's a good thing to say, but you don't have the power to pull off what you just said. Because if you had the power, it wouldn't be an addiction. Okay? So that's not the power to get over it. That's managing it. Okay, manage it, but don't just only manage it. Drive the truth down to the spirit level. Drive it, drive it, drive it, drive it, drive it. Because once the truth gets down there and God opens up the release valve, he releases righteousness. So you're righteous from the heart and not just from the feet. You're righteous in the thought, not just in the action. Let's say I buried $100,000 in your backyard. I buried $100,000 in your backyard. As soon as church is over, if you believed me, as soon as you ain't gonna greet nobody, you're not gonna say bless you, praise the Lord. Yeah, none of that. You leaving here. You gonna run to your car when you hear I have buried in your backyard $100,000, and you gonna get a shovel and you gonna tear that yard up. You gonna tear that yard up. Having to use the shovel will not be a problem. You will dig as deep as you need to dig for as long as you need to do it, because something of inestimable value has been buried deep down in your backyard. Every effort you put forth to get to that $100,000 will be worth it, because it's so valuable. Once you dig that baby up out of there, you can use it for so much more. Take off that old new nice looking, you don't care about looking cute. You now want to get down to get this thing up out of the ground. When you got saved, God deposited deep down within your soul all the righteousness that belongs to Jesus Christ, but you can't benefit from it unless you're willing to go down there and drive the truth down there and dig that stuff up so that God can release a brand new you under the breastplate of righteousness, so that your heart goes ba-boom, 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 and it's pumping righteous thoughts and righteous actions and righteous talk and righteous touch, and righteousness is popping up where you never thought it could be. Not perfectly, because we're still in our bodies, but progressively, because our soul is being transformed by the goodness and glory of God.
Dr. Tony Evans, talking about the changes that happen when we wear the breastplate of righteousness. And the first change God wants to make in our lives is the most important of all. Dr. Evans will come back to tell us more about that in just a moment, so stay with us. As I mentioned, today's message was called The Breastplate of Righteousness, and you can request that title on its own or get it as a part of Tony's current series, The Armor of God, a piece-by-piece inventory of the gear God has equipped us with to fight spiritual battles and win. This set of full-length messages contains material we won't have time to bring you on the air. And again, it's yours as a bonus when you visit TonyEvans.org, request the book Warfare, and make a contribution to help us keep Tony's teaching on this station. Again, that's TonyEvans.org, or call our Resource Center at 1-800-800-3222, where team members are available around the clock to help you. That's 1-800-800-3222. Peacefulness is supposed to be a Christian's natural state of being, whatever our circumstances. But there's a battle going on to prevent us from experiencing that. Tomorrow, Dr. Evans explains how we can win. But right now, he's back with this invitation.
If you've been listening to our broadcast and you have not personally trusted Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins so that he can give you the gift of eternal life right now, I want you to go to God and transfer your trust from any and everything else except the Son of God who died on the cross for your sins and arose from the dead. In fact, I'm going to say a little prayer, and you can repeat it after me. You just have to mean it for yourself. Heavenly Father, I know I'm a sinner and that I can't save myself. I believe Jesus Christ, your Son, died on the cross in my place for my sin, and I now am trusting him alone to forgive me and to give me the gift of eternal life that he promised to give to anyone who came to him for it. Thank you for saving me, and help me from this day forward to live a life pleasing to you. Congratulations. Welcome to the family. God bless you.
The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.